The U.S. Attorney in South Dakota is re-examining a number of deaths that occurred on the Pine Ridge Reservation nearly 40 years ago. The federal government has jurisdiction over major crimes in Indian country, and some Oglala Sioux tribal officials allege a cover-up of at least 45 deaths. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray takes a look at the new investigation and the attempt to heal some old wounds created in a period of unparalleled violence.
In the late 1960s, the American Indian Movement was born. It followed in the footsteps of the Civil Rights Movement and took up protests across the country. AIM attracted Native Americans, fed up with what they called years of mistreatment by the federal government. In 1973, some AIM members occupied the town of Wounded Knee, located on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Their protest followed the murder of an Oglala Lakota man and the failed impeachment of a tribal president that AIM members accused of corruption. The protests escalated into a violent standoff. This shootout between federal agents and AIM members was recorded by journalist Kevin McKiernan inside the Wounded Knee occupation. The 71-day siege was only the beginning of the turmoil on Pine Ridge. Local residents like AIM member Milo Yellowhair say the violence continued for years.
There had been a tremendous, tremendous amount of carnage on the reservation. It was almost a daily occurrence when people were disappearing or died or were found dead, you know, and we always called it a reign of terror.
Yellowhair says the violence in the 1970s left behind a festering wound. Many here on Pine Ridge believe that FBI officials backed the tribal police in carrying out assaults and murders against AIM supporters. Today, widespread mistrust of the federal government continues, so much so that the Oglala Sioux tribal government asked U.S. Attorney Brendan Johnson to look at 45 deaths that tribal officials believe have not seen justice. The cases include two unsolved execution-style murders in 1998. Johnson says he agreed to re-examine all 45 cases in question.
Recognizing that it's very unusual for a U.S. attorney to go back and agree to look at historic cases, it's nonetheless important because it's part of the journey that we're on to continue to build trust in these communities.
Johnson says FBI officials are dedicated to keeping Indian country safe, and he doesn't wish to tarnish the agency's reputation or current work. FBI officials say they're cooperating fully with the review, but deny any involvement in crimes on Pine Ridge. FBI officials refuse to comment on tape for this story. John Trimback is the son of a former Pine Ridge FBI agent who co-authored the book American Indian Mafia. He says allegations of wrongdoing on Pine Ridge against the FBI just aren't true.
It's from the people who were involved in the rapes and the murders and the assaults on the Pine Ridge Reservation during that period. I'm talking about, in general, the AIM leaders.
For their part, AIM leaders adamantly deny they were involved in crimes on Pine Ridge. AIM members like 72-year-old Madonna Thunderhawk welcome the U.S. Attorney's review of these old cases, but doubt justice will be served.
I mean, come on. The U.S. government investigating itself again? You know, so I'm skeptical, and I'm glad it's happening, but I'm going to sit here and watch.
It's not only older AIM members who are watching. This drum group on Pine Ridge is playing at the annual commemoration of the firefight that occurred in 1975, known as the Incident at Oglala. It left two FBI agents and an AIM member dead. Most of the young men around this large drum are the grandchildren of those who were here in the 1970s. Among them is Robert Waters.
Now their time's over. Now it's our time to be doing these things. This history repeating itself. I'm just following in my grandma's footsteps, what she taught me all these years growing up.
U.S. Attorney Brendan Johnson says he has no timeline for the results of the review. It's doubtful, though, that the findings will calm the debate over just who is responsible for actions on Pine Ridge. Regardless of fault, many here share in the U.S. Attorney's hope that, at the very least, some closure can be found. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.